For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller. Since taking first prize at the 2016 Banff International String Quartet Competition, the Ralston String Quartet has toured extensively. Featured on this year's Spoleto Festival Chamber Music Series, the youthful Canadian ensemble takes on works by Maurice Ravel, Arnold Bax, and Felix Mendelssohn. Jonathan Lowe, the quartet's cellist, provided me with some background on the group's formation and its involvement in Spoleto.
I actually started the quartet with Hez and Lurie for the purposes of the Banff Chamber Music Residency in 2013 for what was basically only just a three-week program. And then I was moving to Toronto from New York, and they were already at the Glenn Gould School in Toronto. We were going to try playing together as a quartet. We spent a lot of time rehearsing and had a couple performances, but we didn't know, of course, that it would become really what it is now. We were still working a lot on solo repertoire and competing in some solo competitions and playing in some orchestras. Things changed, actually, when we ended up applying for the string quartet program at the Shepherd School of Music at Rice University. And once we were accepted there, then we made, I guess, the switch to just doing quartet. As a result, that's all we've been doing the past 2 years. I think the most important thing that we've learned is that really the only way that this works for individuals coming together as a string quartet is if not only that there's a genuine passion for the repertoire and the work, but also the same goals and objectives in mind. Otherwise, if there's any disagreement as to what those core values are, in a sense, then things pretty quickly go off the rails.
If you had to pick a work to represent your quartet, instead of going by your name, you had to go by this one work, what would that be for the Ralston String Quartet?
I would say probably a tie between Ravel's String Quartet and also Beethoven's Opus 59 Number 2. There are elements and facets to both of them that really represent us as an ensemble. I think the Ravel is very expressive, very evocative work, full of color. It's always a work that's spoken to the four of us very dearly, in a sense. And the Beethoven, on the other hand, like many works of Beethoven, full of character, contrast, and also just this incredible human element in his writing. His ability, I think, to convey human emotions in a way that really touches the soul, I think it's really one of his hallmarks, and especially the second movement.
You mentioned the Ravel Quartet, and that was one that was on the Chamber Music Series. You're also preparing an octet, or you're joining forces with another string quartet. Do you often pair up with another string quartet?
The Mendelssohn Octet is one of the staples of the string octet repertoire, and we've performed it several times with different quartets. We're very excited to play with some of our mentors, the St. Lawrence String Quartet. We actually are performing that here, and then the next day we'll be flying to Montreal and performing it with the Dovers. And here we're playing the second parts with the St. Lawrence, but in Montreal we'll be playing the first parts. So it'll be fascinating to kind of switch gears.
Well, Jonathan, thanks for taking a little time from your busy schedule to share a little bit about the Ralston String Quartet.
Thank you very much.
Excerpts from an interview I had with Jonathan Lowe, cellist of the Ralston String Quartet. The Canadian Chamber Ensemble makes its first appearance at Spoleto this year, performing in the festival's Chamber Music Series at the Dock Street Theater through June 7th. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller.